fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. His faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. There's danger on the trail ahead.
It was just before midnight, in the deep shadows that surrounded the low, rambling Bar X ranch house of Sam Harker. A figure moved quietly toward a man who stood there in the darkness. Suddenly, the man felt the unmistakable prod of a gun barrel at the back of his neck.
Horta.
Don't move, Whitey.
Nat Bolin.
Put your arms behind you. I've got a double noose here that'll just fit your wrist.
You can't do
it. I said put it behind you.
All right.
That's better.
Listen, Nestor, you can't get away with this.
Doing all right so far. Now, open your mouth. I've got a gag.
I won't.
Yes, you will. There. It'll be easier this way.
You dirty...
No. You're not very spry for a special gunman who's been hired to keep me away from Kathy Harker. Had to take those guns, Whitey. I'll leave them over here out of your reach. You can pick them up when you figure some way to get out of that rawhide lacing. See you later, Whitey. Light in Kathy's room. Maybe she's not asleep. I'll toss some gravel. Kathy.
Matt. Oh, Matt, I've been waiting and hoping.
Not much time to talk, Kathy. Is your pa awake?
I think he's in the parlor, reading.
Good.
But that man he hired, Whitey, he's liable to be around.
No, he isn't. Whitey's gagged and tied over there by the fence. It's a good job. I did it myself.
Matt.
I've got a lot to tell you and not much time to do it.
What do you mean?
I'm in trouble. The sheriff rode out to my farm tonight to serve that warrant your pa swore out against me for fighting with his foreman.
Oh, I knew he was going to do that, Matt, but
wait. That warrant is only the beginning.
What?
About 10 minutes after the sheriff left my place, he was shot and killed on the trail. Murdered.
Oh, Nat.
And it's 10-1 the law will say that I did it.
Nat, you didn't.
Oh, of course not.
Then why will you be blamed?
The main reason will be because I'm a farmer in cattle country. Every cowman around here will swear that Nestor killed their sheriff.
But they'll have to prove it, darling.
What chance would a farmer have before a jury of cattle raisers? Well, there's only one thing I can do. That's why I came over to say goodbye.
Goodbye? Nat, you're not going to run away.
It's the only chance I've got.
But you and I, we've planned so much.
I sure don't want to leave, Kathy. But there's no other way.
If you leave, I'm going with you.
Kathy.
That is, if you want me to.
Want you? What else have I been working for the last 2 years? But, Kathy, you'd better think it over. You can't
just... Yes, I can. We'll leave this minute. Here, help me through the window.
I don't know what to say.
Help me. Give me a hand.
All right. Come on. But, Kathy, shouldn't you take something with you? Extra clothes or something like that?
We'll stop by the Widow Nelson's place. She'll loan me anything I need.
All right. And if we can borrow another horse, we'll ride over to the county seat in the morning and be married.
Oh, darling.
Come on. My horse is hitched down by the corral. We can get...
Matt, watch out. That rain barrel right in front of you.
What?
It's so dark, I can't see.
Made enough noise to wake everybody.
Yes, I'm afraid.
What's going on out there? Whitey, is that you?
It's Pa. He heard us.
The only thing we can do now is run for it. Come on. Here's my horse.
Hurry, Nat.
You'll have to ride double. All right, up you go first.
Who is it? Who's out there by the crowd?
Come on, boy. We've got a lot of ground to cover. Get up.
Kelly. Thank you, Kelly. Looks like that mess in that bullet saddle horse. It is. Sure it is. He's running off of that mister. Whitey. Whitey, are you there? Where are you? Hey, you boys in the bunkhouse.
What's the matter, boss?
Well, out of there and throw some rigs on your horses. Kathy's run off with that sneaking no good nester.
Nat and Kathy made good their getaway, but Sam was determined to follow them. It was but a matter of seconds before every cowpuncher on the Bar X had tumbled out of the bunkhouse, was engaged in throwing saddles on the horses. In the midst of this commotion, on a trail near the ranch house, an Indian and a boy were riding. They were Dan Reed and Tonto on an errand for the Lone Ranger, whom they'd left back in camp.
Hey, look, Tonto. Over there at that ranch house. Everybody seems excited. I wonder what's going on.
Me not know, Dan.
Hey, maybe they found
some... Hold on,
hold on. Oh, hold it. What are you stopping for, Tonto?
Look over by fence. A man on ground.
Say, you're right. Let's see what's wrong. He's bound and gagged. What should we do?
Cut rawhide rope. Tonto, use knife.
Yeah, I'll untie his gag in his mouth. There.
That sneaking nester, Nat Bowen, thinks he can get away with murdering the sheriff, then come up behind me and... Say, thanks, kid. Thanks to Redskin, too, for getting me out of this.
Well, that's all right. We're glad to help. How'd you happen to be tied
and get... Here's Whitey over here by the fence.
I guess you must belong here.
Yeah.
What ranch is this?
The Bar X.
Kill you, Sam!
Wait. What the incendiation happened to you? Who's the Redskin and the kid?
They just untied me.
Untied you?
About 30 minutes ago, I was standing here keeping my eye on the main road, like you told me, when Nat Bolin slipped up behind me.
Nat Bolin? Then it was him.
He held a gun to my back and tied and gagged me.
Tied and gagged you, eh? You want to know what he did after that? He and Kathy ran off together. It was to prevent something like that that I hired you. You were supposed to be a professional gunhawk.
The nester slipped up behind him, boss. That wasn't his fault.
And you, Ray. You were supposed to be the ramrod, the foreman around this place. More than that, you say you're in love with my daughter. But you ain't smart enough to keep a nester from sneaking in here and taking her away.
Oh, I was in the bunkhouse.
Well, if you ask me, I'd say you're asleep most of the time. Well, tell those rannies to hitch up my buckboard and saddle their horses.
You heard what the boss said, boys. Hitch up the buckboard and throw on some saddle rigs.
What you going to do, Mr. Harker?
Going after my daughter and the dirt-scratching polecat that stole her.
Yeah. That Bolin's place ain't so very far from here. We ought to be able to tell...
You don't think they'd head for that dirt farm of his, do you?
Well, where else would they go?
Ray, it's a good thing you know something about cows. You sure ain't got any sense about women.
But I can't. Oh, here's the buckboard.
Well, you and Whitey straddle your bronks. Now, what about four of you to ride with us?
Where are you going, boss?
I saw the two of them ride off double on Bolin's horse. They weren't carrying anything. There ain't a woman living who'll go very far without extra clothes.
Then you think Kathy...
She'll stop by and see the nearest woman Frenchie's got. That'll be the Widow Nelson. That's where we're heading.
I just thought of something else, Sam.
Yeah, what?
You know, Nat Bolin is one of the leaders of that new bunch of farmers over on the flats. This might stir them all up, start a range war.
By the way, Kathy's my daughter, and I say she's not going to lower herself by marrying one of them nester snakes. Now, come on, let's ride.
Get back! Golly, he's sure mad, isn't he, Tonto? I wonder what kind of a fellow that Nat Bullen is. At least he's got plenty of nerve. I've never seen him, but I bet I'd like him better than that fellow we untied, Whitey.
And Tonto thinks same thing. Better we hurry now to camp and tell Lone Ranger. Here, Scout, Victor.
You mean about what happened here? Not about a farmer running away with the daughter of a cattleman.
Me think more than that.
What do you mean, Tonto?
You hear what Whitey say when we untie him.
Why, sure. He said thanks.
No, more than that.
What?
Maybe it not important. Maybe it plenty important. Me tell Lone Ranger. Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Victor.
Sam Harker had earned quite a reputation in the valley as a shrewd judge of human nature. A reputation that suffered none by his decision to look for Nat and Kathy at the home of Widow Nelson. For at this moment, the widow and the young elopers were working in feverish haste. It had taken Kathy but a few moments to explain to the widow what she wanted, and but a matter of seconds for the widow to lead the young couple to a clothes closet and start handing Kathy what she had demanded.
And Kathy, here's the white muslin I wore when Carl and I were married. You can have it for your wedding. Oh,
thank you, Mrs. Nelson. It's awfully sweet of you.
It isn't nothing at all. I'll pack this and some other clothes in a grip for you.
You're being mighty nice to us, Mrs. Nelson. Kathy and I sure appreciate it.
It'd sure be a pity if I couldn't help my friends. Did you go to the barn and saddle a horse?
He's waiting right outside. We'd better hurry, too. If Kathy's father happens to think of us stopping here, he might...
Now, don't either of you start to fret. Don't ever borrow trouble.
Listen.
Sounds like quite a few horses. Kathy, do you suppose your father
Don't wait here to find out. Quick, both of you. Out the back way.
Yes, come on.
Paul.
I figured you'd be here, Kathy. Running off of the nest here, eh?
We're going to be married.
No, you're not. Ray, you and Whitey, grab that dirt ladder.
Yeah,
just a minute. You're not grabbing anybody.
Come on.
Pretty handy with that shooting iron, aren't you, Whitey? Well, you've got a crowd of cowpunchers behind you.
Wait, there'll be no gunplay in my house.
Oh, sorry, Widow. We'll handle this outside. Come on, boys.
Hold on, Whitey.
Don't worry, I've got...
That's what you think. I'll see you later, Kathy.
Hey, he's heading for the back door.
Well, don't stand around here like a bunch of loco sheep.
Taking full advantage of the element of surprise, Nat Bolin had a good head start on his pursuers. But he'd no sooner left the back door when he remembered the Widow Nelson, living in town, had no horses in a handy corral at the back of the house. His horse and those of the ranchers were at the front of the house. He had no time to go back.
Made a big mistake leaving my horse in front of the house. There are sinks to catch me running out here in the prairie.
No sooner had Sam uttered these words when he heard the approaching hoofbeats of a horse ridden at top speed. Back at the house, he could hear the rising crescendo of angry voices. He knew he couldn't get away, but the horse was almost upon him now. But at least he could stop and make a fight for it.
You can't get me.
Hurry, jump up. We get away from that gang if we get a head start.
A kid and an Indian. Who are you?
Oh, don't worry about that. We want to help you. Come on, jump up behind me.
All right, I will.
And plenty men come past.
You'll have to be faster than that to get ahead of Victor and Scout.
Get in. Somebody pick him up.
Come on, Victor.
Get him up, Scout.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. Because of the swiftness of their horses and Tonto's knowledge of back trails, it was only a short time later that Dan Reed, Tonto, and Nat Bolin arrived at the Lone Ranger's well-hidden camp.
Oh, Victor. Oh,
Scott.
Oh,
where are we?
There's someone here who wants to talk to you. Come on.
Masked? An outlaw?
No, I'm not an outlaw, Nat. Sit down, I want to talk to you.
How do you know my name?
Dan and Tonto told me.
Oh, you mean...
That's that.
But I've never seen them before. Until they helped me get away from Sam Harker's bunch of cowhands.
They hadn't seen you, but they had heard about you. You see, Dan and Tonto happened to be riding by the Bar X Ranch tonight. They found Whitey where you'd left him. Bound and gagged.
But that doesn't explain why...
Why they brought you here? You see, Nat, I think you and I know about something else that happened tonight. It isn't common knowledge as yet.
Something... Oh... You mean the sheriff?
Yeah, that's right.
How'd you know the sheriff had been killed? Who are you, anyway?
That isn't nearly as important as you and I trying to find who murdered the sheriff. You'll be found tomorrow, and you'll be blamed for it.
I know it. That's why I decided to leave here tonight. I went over to tell Kathy goodbye, and she wanted to go with me. Then her father caught up with us. Well, you know the rest.
Yes. But instead of leaving... I think the best thing for you to do is stay right here for a few days.
Here?
Right here in this camp. Plenty of food, and even a sheriff's posse would have a hard time finding it.
It's very kind of you, but I... Well, I don't know what to say. Things have happened too fast. I'm confused.
Nat, have you any idea who did kill the sheriff?
Not the slightest.
Well, I think I know who the murderer is, but there's no motive for it. That remains to be found out.
You know... Stranger, I don't know who you are, why you dealt yourself into this thing. You've got me so mixed up, I...
Answer one more question for me, Nat.
What is it?
The sheriff had several deputies, didn't he?
Sure. Ed Porter, Cal Griffith.
Which one do you think is the most trustworthy?
Well, let's see. I reckon that'd be Ed Porter.
Good. Tonto. You and I'll ride into town.
Here, Silver. Scout.
Dan, you and Nat stay here. Tonto and I'll be back before daylight.
Sure. I don't understand.
Steady, well, big fella. I'll explain everything later.
Easy, Scout.
You know the shortcuts, Tonto. Lead the way.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver.
Say, Dan. That's your name, isn't it? Dan?
That's right.
I still can't understand who he is. And why is he helping me?
He helps everybody, Nat. He's the Lone Ranger.
Sheriff's office, isn't it, Tonto?
It's
apparently deserted. There's no one around. Come on, let's go in, steady, big fella.
Door broken.
Yes, I expected that. It makes it easier for us to get inside. There's a lamp on the table, Tonto. Light it so we can see what we're doing.
Papers and all over floor.
Yes, and every drawer in the desk has been pulled out. It isn't much different from what I thought we'd find.
Who do this?
The man who killed the sheriff.
And who that?
I think I know, but it's best to be sure. Tonto, do you know where Ed Porter, the deputy, lives?
Little house in edge of town.
Good. That's our next stop.
What's the idea? Waking people up in the middle of the... Mask, what are you
You're
doing here?
You're a deputy sheriff, aren't you, Porter?
Yes, but what's
Hurry
that?
And get dressed. You're coming with us.
Coming with... Say, what do you think?
I hate to use a gun, but I will if it's necessary.
Well, I...
Hurry. It's almost daylight. We must be out of town before anyone sees us.
late the following afternoon, the whole town knew of the sheriff's murder and the disappearance of Nat Bolin. Everyone came to the natural conclusion, including Sam Harker, who found his daughter near the corral preparing to saddle her pony.
Where do you think you're going, Kathy?
Just for a little ride,
Paul. After that stunt you pulled last night, you're not getting out of my sight. You're not having another chance to run off with a murder.
Nat didn't kill the sheriff.
Yeah? Oh, the evidence points the other way. And now who is this?
Hank Graves and Paul Keston.
A couple of them worthless misties. I don't want them on my place.
Trouble.
I'll handle this my own way. What are you Jaspers doing here?
We've been sent out here, Mr. Harker.
Yeah, who sent you?
Folks in town would like to know why you kidnapped Ed Porter, the deputy sheriff, and what you've done with Nat Bolin.
What have you? I don't know anything about either of them.
Different story than that going around town.
I don't care what kind of stories are going around.
So all of us farmers got together and passed a resolution. Me and Paul are delivering it to you.
I don't care what a bunch of dirt-scratching nesters do.
This is it. Either you produce Ed Porter and Nat Bolin by 6 o'clock tomorrow night, or get ready for gunplay. Farmers have stood for your high-handed way of doing things long enough.
Hey, you little...
Come on, Paul. We've delivered our message. Get him!
Hey, boss.
What do you want?
Kid here says he's got a note for you.
Are you Mr. Harker?
Yes. Ain't I seen you someplace before?
My Indian friend and I untied this man when we found him up by the fence the other night.
Oh, yes. Now I remember. What's the note?
Oh, yeah. Here.
Let me have it.
What is it, boss?
Who's it from, Paul?
Signed by Ed Porter.
You mean the deputy sheriff?
Yes. The gent them nesters here kidnapped. Say, where'd that kid go?
He's gone. See, he's just riding away.
Hey, wait a minute.
Is the note really from Ed Porter, Paul?
I don't know. But I'll find out by tomorrow night.
Following afternoon, a few moments before 6 o'clock, found a large group of farmers gathered on the little town's main street. They were muttering threats against the cattlemen whom the farmers held responsible for the disappearance of Nat Bolin and the deputy sheriff.
Well, folks, it's 6:10, and still no sign of Ed Porter or Nat Bolin. Looks like Sam Harker and his cowmen think they're going to get away with it. Better break out your guns, men. We gave them till 6 o'clock. We're going to make it stick if we have to do it with lead.
Hey, Hank. What's the matter, Paul? I just rode into town past Signal Bluff. Sam Harker and his whole crew of cowhands are all riding out that way.
Signal Bluff? What are they heading out there for?
Maybe they figure if we can't find him at the ranch, we'll give up.
You heard that, man. Get your horses. Let's show them hombres that cattlemen ain't running this country.
Time you got, Ray?
Almost 7:30, boss.
Ed Porter's note said he'd be here 30 minutes ago.
Maybe you're on a wild goose chase, Mr. Harker. How do you know that note is from Ed Porter?
I don't. Don't like the idea of anybody thinking I'm a kidnapper. Even this is.
Listen, there's somebody coming.
Maybe it's...
Look, it's a whole mess of nesters.
Hey.
Well, Harker... So you and your cowhands figured on running away from us, eh?
Run away from farmers?
We warned you yesterday what would happen if Ed Porter and Nat Bolin went back by 6 o'clock.
Hey, bless you. I'm out here looking for Ed Porter myself.
Yeah?
Send me a note saying he'd be here at 7 o'clock.
I don't believe it.
Call me a liar, why, you little...
It's a fight! Come on, boy!
Yes, white man, let him have it!
Hank, look out! Above you!
What the...
It's Nat! Nat Bolin!
He jumped Hank from on top of the bluff!
Nat!
I knew you were doing it for me, Hank, but... I couldn't let you shoot Mr. Harker.
You saved my life, boy, but...
But what?
I hate to say it after what you just done for me. But this makes it look worse for you. You must have found out that Ed was coming here and you were laying for him.
Wait a minute. Nat,
Wasn't it these cowmen who've been holding you prisoner?
Oh, Hank, you were wrong about that. I've been, well, with friends.
Look, it's Ed. Here he is.
Whoa, Ed, is it really you?
Sure is. I've got big news for all of you. I found out who killed the sheriff.
Who fired those shots?
Look, up on the bluff, a Redskins, Tonto.
He's getting ready to pitch a rope down here.
Let me go. Get this rope off me.
Whitey.
That man you want. Him kill sheriff.
What's that? Redskin, right, Whitey? Are you the varmint who killed the sheriff?
Well, I...
Dan,
tell you. Dan. Tonto means me, Mr. Harker.
Oh, the kid. What is it?
Tonto's right. The night he and I untied Whitey, the first thing he did was call Nat a murderer. And at that time, nobody knew the sheriff was dead.
You mean you and that Redskin figured all this out?
No. A friend of all of you. Both farmers and cattlemen did most of it. He's the one who kidnapped Ed Porter.
That's right, Sam. He was a tall fella wearing a mask. He got me to write the note, too. You see, he knew blame well that Whitey would give himself away by trying to shut me up. So he had the Redskin here to stop it.
Well, that'd be it. Well, gents, I guess we've all made a mistake. Matt, I think my biggest mistake is about you. Kathy's right. Come on out to the bar, Rex, and let's tell her about it, eh?
Sure. I mean, all right.
Now, where's that kid and the Redskin?
They left. Just disappeared.
Well, doggone it, why didn't somebody stop him? I want to meet that masked man that Ed Porter was talking about.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated. John?